Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Ever feel like your life's a never-ending to-do list? Like every day's a race against time, leaving you frazzled and feeling anything but peaceful? You know that feeling, right? That constant buzz of stress that just won't quit. Well, buckle up, because today on Daily Stoic Edge, we're diving headfirst into the world of managing stress and finding some damn peace in this crazy, busy world. Now, before you think I'm about to preach meditation and yoga retreats, although those are awesome, let me tell you, this is about real-life hacks, practical strategies that you can actually use, even when your inbox is overflowing and your schedule feels like a tangled mess of yarn. Think of it as stoicism for the everyday hustle, because honestly, who doesn't need a little edge in this crazy world? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the chaos and find that inner oasis of calm. First up, let's talk about awareness. It might seem simple, but sometimes the first step to conquering stress is simply acknowledging it. Pay attention to those physical sensations, the clenched jaw, the racing heart, the knot in your stomach. Recognizing these early warning signs allows you to take control before stress takes over completely. Ever notice how that feeling of dread starts creeping in just before a big presentation? That's your body saying, hey, we're about to get stressed. Learning to tune into those signals is like having an early warning system for your mental well-being. Next up, prioritize and delegate. We all have way too much on our plates. But here's the thing. Not everything needs your immediate attention. Make a list, figure out what's truly important, and let go of the rest. Can you delegate tasks to others? Outsource something that feels overwhelming. Remember, saying no is a superpower, not a weakness. You don't have to be a superhero. Focus on what matters most. Third, take intentional breaks. I'm talking about real breaks, not just mindlessly scrolling through your phone. Step away from the screen. Go for a walk. Listen to music. Practice deep breathing, whatever helps you recharge and clear your head. These mini vacations can do wonders for your focus, creativity, and overall well-being. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. This sounds cliché, but seriously, try it. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a hilarious text from a friend, a sunny day, these little joys can shift your perspective and make even the toughest days feel more manageable. Finally, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to meditate for hours on end, although that's great if it works for you. It simply means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Ground yourself in the here and now, rather than getting lost in worries about the future or regrets from the past. Okay, let's put this into practice. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling deadlines, emails flooding your inbox, and a colleague just dropped a last-minute request on your already packed plate. Stress starts creeping in, right? Now imagine, instead of panicking, you take a deep breath. Acknowledge the feeling, prioritize what needs immediate attention, delegate where possible, and schedule a quick break to clear your head. Sound more manageable? That's mindfulness and prioritization in action. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you manage stress and find that elusive peace. Remember, this isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's about making small, consistent changes that add up over time. Start by incorporating 1 or 2 of these strategies into your daily routine. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little daily stoic edge in their life. And let me know on social media, what are your biggest stress busters? I'm always looking for new ways to stay sharp and grounded. Until next time, keep pushing forward and never stop striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.